Well, the magic spray's come out. Leroy Fair is waiting for a bit of mid-crunch shot. Hit it! Great execution! What a free kick! They've given him the roughhouse treatment, Crenshaw. That is the perfect reaction. Finds the top right-hand corner. QPR are not out of this. They're back on level terms in the game. Nico Crenshaw with an absolutely sublime free kick. It's QPR 2, Stoke 2.
It is, I think. We have to be happy at the end of the 90 minutes with a point. Before the game, we probably wouldn't have taken it, but I think the way the game was played, we have to be happy with the point.
I know you were here last season, but do you feel like one of a new batch of players here who needs to settle in again?
Absolutely, yes. We've got 3, 4, 5 players that are new to the team, which is almost half of the team. It takes time, and I think the most important thing today is that we showed spirit and character coming back twice. From being down, and I think that is something we have to take into the next game.
I know you've had 2 very tough away games at Tottenham and Manchester United, so how crucial is the home form going to be for QPR this season?
I think every game is going to be important, but obviously we all believe that the home form is going to be crucial. We were expecting to get 3 points today, but at the end of the 90 we'll take the 1. But we have to improve our away games as well. We have to show more desire, more creativity, and make it harder for teams to play against us when we go away from home.
For you, what would constitute a successful, positive season?
Staying up.
Simple as that?
Yeah.
And what brought you back here? Because you could have been playing for Dynamo Kiev, but here you are. Is it the lure of the Premier League? Is it,
yeah,
you know, playing for Harry yet again?
No, it's proved. I think the best way to explain it is prove once again to myself, first of all, that I can still do it in the Premiership. And given the chance after the last season, getting promotion with the QPR, I felt great here. I have a great relationship with everyone in the staff, with the backroom staff, with people around the fans, obviously, and I really feel happy.
And with a goal like that, you've proved that you probably can do it in the Premier League still.
No, it's only the beginning, hopefully. There's a long way to go in football. You don't live off yesterday or what happened today. You live off the future and the next game. So stay with both feet on the ground and continue working hard.
In the commentary, Nico, as soon as the free kick was given away, we both said, this is Crenshaw's. He's gonna take this one.
Why did you say that? I think this is my 3rd goal I scored out of a free kick. It's not that I scored them that much.
Perfect execution, though, wasn't it?
Was,
the way it came off. Did you see the keeper moving to the right-hand side when you...
No, I just chose
picked
a spot,
your spot.
Yeah, above the wall and hit it really beautiful.
And in terms of the tackles that went in on you, what did you think of Ryan's and Steve Sidwell's tackles?
I think it's football I love. I mean, when you grow up, you know, you appreciate getting tackled because it means that you're good.
Yeah.
So I have nothing bad to say about the way the tackles were meant.
And in terms of the game at Man United, it was a disappointing game. I thought you actually played very well yourself in that game, despite the scoreline. You can use this as a launching pad now, this and the win against Sunderland, to go on?
Absolutely, we have to. Everyone has to look at themselves, try to improve each week, and as a team we have to improve, like I said, on the away form.
Did you think today you rode your luck a little bit?
We did. I think at 2-1 they had a great chance to go 3-1 up and it would probably be game over, but I think we concede too easily. I think conceding 2 goals at home isn't the best, obviously. Conceding 8 in 2 away games, we have to improve that. But that is not talking about the defence, it's about the whole team defending as a unit.